Last month saw me picking up a couple of long-ago deleted LPs on eBay, and together with only a single new release to hand, I'd like to share some of the tracks with you in this month's edition of Organ First Radio. Okay, let's get settled down then for the next hour, and what better way than to do so than to rise and shine in the company of Don Baker at the Con Deluxe Theatre Organ. Rise and Shine, Don Baker at the Con Deluxe Theatre Organ, electronic of course, from a 1966 recording that I picked up for a very fair price on eBay. The tune, which also lends its name to the record title, comes from a 1932 musical titled Take a Chance, with music and words by Buddy De Silva and Nacio Herb Brown. Well, the title of the show turned out to be somewhat true, because Take a Chance only ran for 243 performances on Broadway. So, now we're up and about, how about Don Baker pouring us some tea for two? Thank you. Don Baker and Tea for Two. That and the opener to the show this month being a couple of tracks taken from a recent eBay purchase of mine. A couple of months ago I went to see Paul Roberts in concert, and as always with his programmes, I wasn't disappointed. I can't remember how long it's been since I attended an organ concert where the artist used a standard Yamaha HS8 without any additional speakers, floppy disks or sequencing. In other words, it was a case of what you saw, you got. And what did the members of the Lonson Organ Club get? Well, an absolutely first-class show. One of the items Paul played was the Brian Rodwell arrangement of Genie with the Light Brown Hair. Well, it sounded superb on his Yamaha, and it sounds even better played by him on the 3-manual 12-rank Wurlitzer in the Paramount Theatre, Middletown, in New York. Paul Roberts and Genie with the Light Brown Hair, the Brian Rodwell arrangement, that is. Anyway, to get an idea of the actual sound that we all enjoyed, here's Paul again, this time with an item he actually featured in the concert, the Blue Waltz. Rules, played by Paul Roberts on Yamaha HS8. Having had our morning cup of tea, it's time to think about a cereal, and what better person to present it to us than the very personality, had he still been with us last month, would have celebrated his 82nd birthday. No matter if he was recording organ, piano or synth, as you're about to hear, the end result was pure musical genius. This is the inimitable Klaus Wunderlich with his own composition, Cornflakes. Cornflakes, composed and played by Klaus Wunderlich. There'll never be another, that's for sure. Having spent nearly 25 years of my working life at Granada Television Studios, I obviously made a point of watching the recent ITV documentary dealing with the closing down of operations of that famous Manchester building. Although the short-lived visitor attraction, Granada Studio Tours, was mentioned, there was no mention of the famous Wurlitzer organ that was installed therein. Anyway, let's have a listen to it now in the hands of Kevin Morgan as he plays a medley which he calls Rachmaninoff Rhapsody. Thank you. Rachmaninoff Rhapsody, played there by one of my favourite organists, Dr. Kevin Morgan, to give him his correct title. Now, when that organ was actually in the Gaumont Cinema in Manchester, the very first person I saw and interviewed for my radio show was Vic Hammett, who'd just given a concert. I remember we did the interview in the ornate mirrored circle foyer. Now, although I've got a number of Vic's recordings, I spotted a couple on eBay the other month, and although I bid for both, I lost out on one bid by 50 pence. However, I'm more than happy with the one I did get, which features him at the Wurlitzer, which he recorded on one of his many trips to Australia and to Moorabbin Town Hall. Two contrasting numbers then, Avalon and then The Green Leaves of Summer. Here's Vic Hammett. Thank you. Avalon and The Green Leaves of Summer, played by Vic Hammett, down under in Australia. Well, we've had a cup of tea and some cornflakes for cereal, but maybe you prefer a cup of coffee, and I know just the person to switch on the percolator. In fact, it's John Kiffin, with his very latest recording, simply called Cappuccino. Once again, the sheer simplicity of his sleeve designs makes you want to pick up the CD and see what's on offer. And mention of the percolator? That's just the name of this first piece. Percolator, a quirky little pop number from the 60s, played by one of the most popular contributors to these shows, John Kiffin. And amongst the instruments he uses for this recording are the Yamaha Tyros 2, Versi Spectra and Helios organs with rhythm guitar, bass and drums. And my feeling is that most people will only know about half of the 14 tunes. Titles which include Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, The Mating Game, La Pagliera, This Masquerade, Walk in the Black Forest, etc. But believe me, the ones you think you might not like might well surprise you. It's always been a fine balance that organists have to make. It's so easy to just say what people have asked me to play, when in truth it would pay to introduce a proportion of new or lesser heard items. It's not the first time that John Kiffin has done this. It pays off for him, and long may it continue to do so. Take, for instance, this one, titled Blue Sky. Thank you. The tune was called Blue Sky, and it was composed back in 1938 by Joseph Rixner, and actually recorded by numerous orchestras and instrumentalists, including Klaus Wunderlich, but not the full version that you've just heard there, performed by John Kiffin. So once again, the title of the CD is Cappuccino, and full details and ordering can be done via the MSS web pages. Time now to switch on the blower motor of the 4-manual 26-rank Wonder Morton organ in the home of Paul and Linda van der Molen in Illinois. Got to be quite something of a home to house one of these mighty beasts, that's for sure, but the beauty is that you can invite people to come along and make recordings on it. Here's one such artist, Jelani Eddington, and he's about to play The Song of the Bells.
Thank you.
Song of the Bells, a composition that comes from that prolific composer Leroy Anderson, which he wrote back in 1953, and played there by Jelani Eddington at the Wonder Morton Organ. This year saw the celebrations in connection with the famous Dam Busters raid on the Mona Dam, but I'm going to resist playing the actual march and instead play the RAF March Past. Well, I was a brokering boy back in the 50s, so here's Robert Wolf at the Thursford Wurlitzer. The RAF March Past, played there by Robert Wolf at the Thursford Wurlitzer, which I suspect is getting quite a workout during this holiday season. You know, it's been a long time since I featured George Wright on the show, so let's attend to that right now. Earlier in the programme, we heard Klaus Wunderlich play Cornflakes. Now, I've no idea if the story is true, but he's rumoured to have composed it as a bit of fun after hearing the famous synth-pop instrumental hit Popcorn, recorded by a group called Hot Butter. Whatever the truth, here's George Wright at the Allen 620 with his slant on it, which he calls Toccata on Popcorn. Thank you. Well, I've lined up a thrilling closer to this month's programme, but with a little bit of time in hand, here's Jackie Davis at the Hammond Organ, who's going to invite us for just one more cup of coffee. Coffee Time, played by Jackie Davis at the Hammond. And so, to take us out of the show, a musical meeting of two great forces. The Moller Organ in the Fox Theatre Atlanta and the genius of Hector Oliveira. Taken from a deleted quadraphonic sound CD, this is Hector with a version of the famous Judy Garland number, The Trolley Song. Hang on in there, because it's something of an exciting ride. From yours truly, Alan Ashton, till next month's edition of Organ First Radio, pass right down the trolley car, please, and bye for now. Thank you.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.